Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
U.S. accuses China of military aggressiveness.
How unacceptable those particular intercepts are.
Fighter pilots intercept a wayward private jet.
The wreckage is highly fragmented.
Donald Trump on the offense over classified documents.
His lawyers met with Justice Department officials.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Matt Piper in New York. New video and audio out from the U.S. military of what it's calling an unsafe Chinese maneuver in the Taiwan Strait over the weekend. Chinese Navy ship cut sharply across the path of an American destroyer, nearly colliding.
I'm Stephen Portnoy.
There was absolutely no need for the PLA to act as aggressively as they did.
And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says China's recent military maneuvers are part of what he calls growing aggressiveness on Beijing's part.
It won't be long before somebody gets hurt.
China claims it's the U.S. that's the aggressor in the region. But Kirby says the U.S. is standing up for freedom of navigation.
I sure would like to hear Beijing justify what they're doing.
Still a lot of questions following a sonic boom heard around the Washington, D.C. area Sunday. It came from F-16 jets that were scrambled to intercept a small plane that entered restricted airspace. That plane crashed in Virginia, killing all four on board. NTSB investigator Adam Gerhart.
When exactly did the pilot become unresponsive? And why did the airplane fly the flight track that it did fly? We don't know that information yet, but we'll be, of course, looking at the avionics on board to figure out why that flight track transpired.
Attorneys for former President Trump met at the Justice Department for just under 2 hours today. Correspondent Robert Costa says it's over Trump's handling of classified materials.
His lawyers met with Justice Department officials, though not with Attorney General Merrick Garland, to discuss the state of the case ahead of a possible charging decision. The grand jury has been quiet for weeks, and what we're hearing is that Trump's lawyers went in there today and said to DOJ officials, "We have some concerns about how you've handled this case."
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says he plans to move forward with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
It's over a copy of a document that contains unverified allegations against President Biden and his family. Add another familiar name to the 2024 presidential race. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to begin his campaign. He's expected to formally announce on Wednesday. The Dow lost 200 today. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's one of the most notorious spying cases in American history. Former FBI agent Robert Hansen taking more than $1 million in cash and diamonds in exchange for giving secrets to Russia and the former Soviet Union beginning in the 1980s. CBS's Arden Farhi says the 79-year-old died today in prison.
Over the course of his decades-long espionage career, Hansen disclosed more than 6,000 pages of highly classified national security information to the KGB and its successor agency, the SVR. In return, he received around $600,000 in cash, diamonds, and deposits in Russian bank accounts. Hansen's espionage began in the late 1970s, shortly after he joined the FBI, and continued on and off until his arrest in 2001.
To Portland, Oregon, where police say there's no evidence that the deaths of six women in and around the city are connected to a serial killer. Investigators say there have been a lot of online rumors as of late. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Tomorrow is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, and today, dozens of American and British World War II veterans return to the beaches of Normandy, France. Among them, 100-year-old Jake Larson.
I got in on the planning of D-Day. I got the Bronze Star, and the French gave me the Legion of Honor.
Today commemorated a key D-Day operation in the first minutes of the assault, one that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control. Now to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of Sierra.
NASA and SpaceX launched its 28th commercial resupply services mission aboard the Falcon 9 rocket. It's heading to the International Space Station to deliver food, supplies, and equipment to the crew way up above before splashing back down to Earth in about a month.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A phone hacking trial involving Prince Harry has resumed in London without him.
Prince Harry's lawyer has been outlining his claim that an army of private investigators working for the Mirror newspapers illegally hacked his phone and tracked his every movement starting when he was 12. Harry will be taking the stand himself tomorrow, but was a no-show today, leading the judge to express surprise, a British understatement meaning incandescent anger. His lawyer says the prince left California late because it was daughter Lilibet's second birthday Sunday. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It was an auction over the weekend for items from classic TV shows in Dallas. The props, costumes, and sets all amassed by one man over 30 years. The highest bid.
Where everybody knows your name.
The bar from the TV show Queens, selling for $675,000. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, June 5th, 2023. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because Even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.